Hi, this is Eric Elder, broadcasting live from the ranch. Tonight's our first night to be doing a live broadcast, and I read yesterday where Garrison Keillor, if you know Garrison Keillor, he was on Prairie Home Companion for the last 25 years or so, and he does a weekend radio show, and he's done that for since 1974. And I read last night where he did his first live broadcast. There were 12 people present for it. And now he has an audience of 2 million people 25 years later every week listening to him. So you got to start somewhere, and here I'm starting, and this is where God has called me to be, so I'm glad to do it. Also, I noticed where Billy Graham had written in his autobiography that he had talked to the man who did his first live broadcast on television when television first came out, and that was a Catholic priest, and when he did the broadcast, all the candles on the set melted because of the hot lights, and it was a technical nightmare, so I can't guarantee that we're not going to have candles melting and only 12 people listening, but we're going to broadcast anyway. And tonight I want to talk about jumping into God's plan. We're going to take a look at Queen Esther and how she jumped into God's plan. She had a choice to make, and God was going to do what he was going to do one way or the other, and Esther just had to decide whether she wanted to be involved in that or not. And the decision that she had to make really was a matter of life or death for her. It could have meant life to her, it could have meant death to her, but God was going to have his way regardless of what happened to her. So it was much better for her to jump into God's plan. And so that's what I want to talk about tonight too, that you would also want to jump into God's plan, because when you do, you can get a purpose for your life, fulfillment, and you can really come to know your ultimate destiny once you understand what God's will is for you and once you want to walk in that will. So I just want to pray right now, and we're just going to start with a song too, and just worship the Lord with me for our one song, and then we'll come back and do the broadcast. Lord, I just thank you, God, for this time. I thank you for the people that are watching this and the people watching it later, Lord, as it's stored on the computer. And God, I just pray that your presence would be here. I pray that your Holy Spirit would flow out, Lord. I pray that it would bring life. I pray that people would know their purpose in life and know what you've called them to do, and I pray they would do it, Lord. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Also, if you want to follow along on your computer as we sing this song, you can go to Take a Walk screen. There's a screen called Take a Walk, and on the Nature Trail, instead of watching the Nature Trail, why don't you go to the Nature Trail on foot, and the words are all there. And it may interrupt some of your signal of hearing me, but you'll get a chance to test whether it works to listen to the words and read the words, look at some nice pictures while you listen to this song. Go to Take a Walk on the main page and then hit the Nature Trail on foot.
Yeah.
All right, so why don't you join me back at the page for the live broadcast. If you go down to the bottom of the screen and click on the dog, he'll take you back home. And when you get home, go back to the live broadcast, click the leaf. And there's a page on there called Message Notes. And if you click on that, you'll be able to pull up the notes of tonight's message so that you can follow along. If you've got a Bible, why don't you grab it now too? If you don't, there's a couple of the verses on that page of message notes that you'll be able to follow along with me. If you click on the dog, his name is Faithful, take him back to the home page, please, Faithful, and then take him from there to the live broadcast. Click on message notes, and we'll start the message. Here's the key verse for tonight, Esther 4:14. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this. If you don't know the story of Esther, Esther was the queen. She was married to the king of Persia, and at the time she was a Jew when she got married to him, but she didn't tell him that he was a Jew. She was a Jew. And Mordecai was her stepfather, and Mordecai took care of her and brought her into the kingdom, and he was the one that counseled her not to tell the king that she was a Jew. And when he insulted someone at one point because he didn't bow down to him, he'd rather bow down to God, and he didn't bow down to this man got very mad at Mordecai and also mad at all the Jews. In fact, he had the king sign an order to kill all the Jews in the land. And so the king at that time went ahead and signed the order and said, on a certain day we will kill all the Jews, and anyone who's wanting to kill the Jews can do that, and they would simply exterminate them all from the face of the earth. Now, this was tough because Esther was a Jew, and she was married to the king, but the king didn't know this. And so she had a dilemma, and Mordecai came to her and said, here is what you need to do. Perhaps God has raised you up for exactly this time. And that's where this verse comes. He says, you can go into the king and tell him to take back that order. And the last queen that he had married did something wrong and came against him and was put out for the rest of her life from his presence. And so this was a very serious thing for Esther to do. In fact, it says in the book of Esther that if she approached the king, he would have the right to kill her immediately, that she could only approach him if she was invited. And if she happened to approach him uninvited, then as long as he extended the scepter to her, then she would be okay, and she would be able to come into his presence. Otherwise, she would be put to death. So here's what happens. Esther says, I'm not sure what to do, Mordecai. And Mordecai says this, you can do whatever you want to do, Esther, but if you remain silent at this time, relief and the deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. What that means is God's got a plan, and he's going to carry it out one way or the other, Esther. He's going to deliver the Jews because he loves the Jews and because they're his people. And so he says, I know that God's going to deliver the Jews, whether you do this or not. But, he says, you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this. So all of a sudden, Esther has a choice to make. She can either say, I'm going to jump into God's plan, and as long as he's going to deliver the Jews, I may as well be a part of it because I know what God wants. I know God's favor is on the Jews, so I'm going to jump into God's plan. Or she could have said, I'm too afraid. I'm not going to do it. God would have carried out his plan anyway, but she and her father's family would all perish. You can see the choice is pretty clear, and I don't know what you would do. It's a very fearful situation. I can't say that I would know what to do at the same time. But once praying about it and asking the Lord, he can conquer those fears, and you can go forward and say, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it. I know what God's will is. I know what my part is. And I know what I need to do. And I'm just going to go ahead and do it. So these are the three points that I want you to know tonight. there's three things about jumping into God's plan. One is to know the plan. Two is to know your part in the plan. And three is to carry out the plan, or simply just do it. First off, to know the plan. Do you know what God's plan is? Do you know ultimately what He's about and what He's trying to accomplish in the world, what He's trying to accomplish in the earth? If you don't, let me tell you real quickly. God is sending His Son, Jesus Christ, back into the world. He's going to reclaim His people, and He's going to take them to reign with Him in heaven forever. And this is all confirmed throughout the Bible. In fact, back at Genesis 6, only six chapters into the Bible, God had already at that time said that He was frustrated with man. He was grieved that He had made them because they were becoming so wicked and so sinful. And so God said, I'm going to wipe out all the men from the face of the earth, everyone that I've created, because of what they've turned into be. And He said He was going to destroy the whole world, but then He saw Noah, and Noah was a righteous man. And He said, for the sake of Noah, I will spare the world. And He did. He saved Noah and his family, and they restarted the earth again once the earth was destroyed and wiped out. We know it's already been destroyed once. And God has said that He's going to come back, and next time He's not going to do it with rain, He's going to do it with fire. And so God is going to come back. Christ is coming back. And in fact, we know that He has already come because He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. That's part of the plan. God has started His plan of saving His people. He said, once again, the people of the earth have gotten too wicked, and I'm going to have to destroy it all again. But before I do, I want to get my people out. And He said, my people are anyone that will believe in me, and anyone who will believe in my Son and ask for forgiveness of their sins, turn and repent and come back to me. And so Jesus came and He died on the cross for your sins and mine, and anyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. You can look that up later in John 3:16. Some of these notes are on the screen as well. So we know that God destroyed the world once. We know that He wants to destroy it again, and that He sent His Son to get the people out who will believe in Him and repent. And the ending is made very clear. God is going to destroy the earth by fire. And if you look in Revelation 19:11-16, He describes the destruction and also the return of Christ as He comes in on His horse, riding in, and everyone will see it at the same time, and everyone will bow their knees, everyone will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But at that time, it will be too late to make a decision for Christ. If you're going to make it, you need to make it now before He comes back again, because when He comes back, He's going to know who's His and who's not. And He's going to come and He's going to claim His own, and the rest are not going to make it. So that's the plan. God has a plan. He's carrying it out. He's already got it in progress. The number two is you need to know your part of the plan. And if you don't know it, God speaks today. You can hear Him. He speaks through His Word. He speaks to us in many ways. And God will be glad to tell you what your part of the plan is. In fact, He's more excited to reveal it to you than you are to know it, because He very much wants you involved in it, and He will show you. And God promises that those who seek Him will find Him. And if you keep seeking His plan for your life, you will find it, because He has promised it, and He is faithful. Third is to carry out the plan. The first two are hard enough. One, just to reveal, to know what God's plan is, and two, to know your part in the plan. But the third one is where the rubber meets the road, whether you're going to carry out the plan that God has for you in your life. You have a choice, just like Esther. God's going to do it one way or the other. You can jump in and join Him, and you can have life abundance. You can have a full life. You can have purpose for your life, meaning, and destiny. Or you and your father's family can perish. That's the choice. But I'll tell you, it's very fearful to choose life. It's very fearful to choose God's way. But God has promised that He will carry you through it. And here's how. We do it the same way that Jesus did it, who fixed His eyes on the things to come. He knew what He was about. He knew where He was going. And He focused on what God had called Him to do. And He said, God, not my will, but Your will be done. And I will do it, whatever You call me to do. And Jesus went to the cross. He died for our sins so that we could go to heaven. And that's the way that He got through. On the third day, He rose again from the dead, and He reigns victorious with God at the right hand. So this is what awaits us, but sometimes we have to go through the struggle of carrying out the plan. It's very difficult. Things come against us. Many times throughout the Bible, when people started acting on God's plan for their life, many things came against them. People tried to discourage them. Other hired hands tried to discourage them. People tried to fight them. People tried to kill them. It's amazing. Even Lazarus, who was raised from the dead, the people that didn't believe in Jesus tried to kill Lazarus again because they said, this guy is too much proof that people can be raised from the dead and there is a resurrection. And so if we kill him one more time, maybe people will stop believing. They didn't succeed in their plan, though, and many people believed in Christ because Lazarus remained alive. God has a plan for you to succeed in your mission, and he wants you to succeed. This is a summary. God says he wants you to know the plan, he wants you to know your part in the plan, and he wants you to carry out the plan. And just like Esther, we can make that choice. And if you'll read on in Esther, you'll find out what happens. And Esther chose to follow God's plan. She and her family were spared. Mordecai, her stepfather, was put second in command of the land. And the man who had claimed that he was going to kill all the Jews, he himself was hanged on the gallows. That's the ending for tonight. I'm going to pray with you, and then I'm just going to spend some time in worship here. And I want to have your response as well. So if you would send me an email after the prayer, that'd be great, and we'll talk online. Let me just pray. Lord, thank you for this night. Thank you for a day of new beginnings. God, thank you for revealing your plan to us. Thank you for showing us our part in it. God, thank you for helping us to do it. God, I pray for continued revelation for everyone listening, for everyone watching, Lord. I pray that you would reveal your plan to them, God. If they don't understand about you and your coming, if they don't understand how you want to touch them and how you want to touch others through them, I pray that you'd reveal that right now in Jesus' name, whether they're watching it right now or whether they're watching it 2 years from now. Lord, I just pray that you would speak to these people and that your word would not go out void. Also, God, I pray that they would know their part in the plan. I pray they would not only just know what you're about and what you're trying to do, but I pray they would know what you want them to do. God, I pray they would know how they fit in, where they and their family fit, where their kids fit, Lord, where their families, their parents, their friends fit, Lord. I pray that you would show them how all those pieces fit together, Lord, so that they can carry it out with diligence, Lord. God, I also pray that you give them the strength to carry out the plan once they know it. I pray that those who are already embarking on God's plan for their life, I pray that you would give them strength, give them wisdom, give them courage, Lord, give them boldness, and give them the resources to move forward in the plan that you've called on their life, Lord. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I have my email up and running. Our chat room is down tonight, but if you want to email me, I will check my messages after this song, and I'll at least be able to see who's out there. I'll be able to see whether you're able to see anything on the broadcast. I know that it's working in some respect, and I hope you're able to see it. Why don't we sing... Great and mighty is he.
Great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he. Clothed in glory, arrayed in splendor. Great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he. Clothed in glory, arrayed in splendor. Great and mighty is he. Let us lift his name on high, celebrate his grace. For he has redeemed our lives, and he reigns on high. Great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he.
To join me in following the Lord. It's a great thing to do. God bless you. Hope to hear from you by email. I'm at pokey@theranch.org. This is Eric Elder. Good night.